Totally. This is gonna be horrible about it. Hey everybody, welcome to Joseph Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is where we talk to you about Bravo TV and reality TV drama shows. So today we have Ultimate Girls Trip episode 6, Beverly Hills episode 10, Dubai episode 6, Southern Charm episode 4, this is still going, and Atlanta episode 10. So we'll dock it, but we're going to take a different approach. We're going to lead with the biggest part of the episode and talk about that, and then whatever else is related will follow suit. So just a little restructuring, but I think it's going to be good because
You guys watched the episode, so you don't need
to. You actually watched it. You're here because you watched it. Okay, cool. So let's start with Ultimate Girls Trip. This has just been bananas.
It's fantastic. Bananas.
Also, Brandy posted today that she needs a reunion because everyone's, did you see that?
Yeah, everyone's fighting except for her, kind of.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Kind of. Hilarious. Speaking of her, so the biggest part of the episode was obviously the Christmas in September. I do love a Bluestone Manor Christmas.
Yep.
She does go all out, Dorinda. Yeah.
It's something to be proud of.
It is. I mean,
it's amazing. It's a lot of work.
Eva was like, where do you put all these items?
Yeah.
By the way, when this is not happening.
Yeah.
And also just Christmas is a whole vibe.
It's the best. It's
a vibe. Even Jill's like, I love Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, and she's Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone doesn't know.
Yeah. She was literally like, I didn't get to do Christmas.
Yeah. She's like, and it's great.
But Hanukkah's kind of like a similar vibe. Like, you still decorate and celebrate.
I think it's a very different vibe, but it's kind of a similar, I don't, you know, yeah, what? I'm not even going to claim to know anything about same. Hanukkah, but it always looked fun for me, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we dive in to the Denise conversation.
Yeah.
It's sort of the biggest combo that happens right away.
Well, and it's a tease right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Because and Tamara's talking about it. Sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm totally taking over. I'm so excited.
Do it up. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So basically, Denise like tells Tamara that Brandy's lying, like calls her up and basically tries to get her on her side, right? And then Vicky, which was like just kind of throws Tamara under the bus. Like,
who do you believe?
Yeah.
Just death glaring her.
My favorite thing is that Tamara pulled Mary. What's your face?
Cosby
from Salt Lake City. When she was like, she's like, I pray to God you're innocent. I mean, innocent. Why would I say that?
I know.
Amazing. Really, so Tamara does the same thing. And she's like, Denise.
Yeah.
I believe Denise. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know.
That was hilarious. But I actually do think she believed Brandy.
I do think she believed Brandy too, because I don't really feel like Tamara. I don't think Tamara's a liar. I think Tamara's a shitster, and I think Tamara is, I don't know, but I have never deemed her as a liar. And so I do believe that Denise did do that with Tamara, and Tamara didn't really like Brandy going into this, so there's no reason she particularly has to stick up for her.
True, you're not wrong.
And so I thought that was really, like, telling, and I actually never didn't believe Brandy.
I believed her right away.
I believed her, too, because I was like, yeah, I mean, why would she lie about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's. I know people lie about the craziest things, but whatever, I don't know. And so,
yeah, crazy. I mean,
yeah, that was very
enlightening.
She's
got a lot going on, but.
That was very enlightening.
But anyway, so one thing I wanted to also mention is just Phaedra, just generally going out this whole thing, and Tamara's kind of. Just calling her out this episode where she's like, she's just been kind of a listener.
Yeah.
And she hasn't really, like, said much.
Nobody knows anything.
No one knows anything. Like, just trying to, like, talk to her about her stuff. And she's, like, very close still. And then even at the lunch earlier when Vicky's like, let's talk about, which I feel like she was, I feel like someone, the producer, like, pushed her to ask that question. Yeah. But she does. And then she's like, no, I'm not talking about that. And then even into the night, like, she will only participate in things if it's funny. Mm-hmm. Like, she'll only provide humor or to be the, like, voice of reason.
Yeah.
And that's it, which is like.
But I will say, in her defense, they needed that on this season of all the girls got crazy.
They did get crazy, but she has done fucked up stuff and only, like, she's insane. She's not just a voice of reason. She's like a true crazy person.
Don't talk about Phaedra.
It should be brought. It should be brought up, but she just won't honestly be kind of how who she is.
That reminded me. We were going to think of the people that we stand for.
You do not stand for Phaedra.
No. Okay. But just the way I was like, don't talk about her like that made me think about that.
You did say that. Okay. Is there anyone on Ultimate Girls Trip that you stand?
No. I don't like Dorinda at all. Tamara, I do like a lot, but I can see the wrong in her. Vicky annoys me. Taylor, I'm like, goodbye.
I love Eva. I don't stand for shit, but I love Eva.
Yeah. Jill, well.
Jill, I've never really liked. I tolerate her.
And Brandy, I can't stand Brandy. I think she's annoying, but.
Well, speaking of Brandy.
Yeah, speaking of Brandy. So then she's like literally sexually harassing people.
Literally.
It's a lot.
It's crazy.
It's very uncomfortable. Like, I've already told you, I don't want to make out with you. Stop trying to kiss me. Stop pulling your dress up and shaking your
ass. And Vicky, like, handles it well. Yeah. Like, in kind of a funny way.
Yeah, but Vicky doesn't like that stuff.
No, she does. And it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Stop. Stop. Literally stop.
Yeah.
It's, like, annoying.
And I actually had a friend once say to me, she's like, we all have a little lesbian in us. And I was like, actually, some of us genuinely just don't. And that's okay. But, like, I feel like that's how Vicky is.
Yeah. Like, no, she's not.
She's not.
She has no lesbian in
and
her.
So it's like, stop. And then people, like, I feel like Brandy thought it was, like, a game. Now she's like, nah, I'm right. And it's like, no, it's not funny. It's very uncomfortable.
It's, And just people have boundaries and you need to just respect them. That's just how life works.
Exactly. But then throughout this episode, too, because Brandy's talking about Dorinda. And she is, you know, Dorinda's lost her shit on everyone at this point.
Every single person.
8 days. She's made everybody cry. But Brandy goes, you can only say sorry so much, and then you have to get to the root of the problem. And when she said that, my jaw dropped to the floor. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Brandy, you are the root of every problem, and you never say sorry.
But in the same, like, to some extent, I see, like, a weird similarity with them. Because when they first get there, they're like, Brandy's just kind of a sad person. Yeah. Like, and they're kind of seeing this side of her and they're like, we got to get to the root of this. Like, why you just get so drunk and like act crazy or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Dorinda has this in a very different way, like where she's kind of also a sad person. And she gets really drunk and like, and has her own issues with that. So they're very similar in a weird way.
Yeah, that's
true. It's very sad.
Yeah. But, and then, that is true. It is sad. But I think they have stuff to work out. Then we have the White Elephant game, which I feel like is a just this game and Dorinda setting it up is just the epitome of the control she's had to have over this entire weekend in her house and the rules and the events they do and the way people act and what they do.
Oh, do you think this is where it all reached? Like,
yeah. Kind of. Like, I think the game went good. It went fine, but it's just like...
Well, they were playing the rules wrong. You don't just steal someone's and then they just get to steal it back. Yeah. There's literally no point in that, but I'm just saying.
They absolutely were playing the rules wrong. And Dorinda let it happen, but I'm just like... Her Christmas setup was beautiful and everything was great, but I'm just like, it is just Dorinda's way or the highway this week. And it 100%. Just, it drove me nuts. I never want to see an Ultimate Girls Trip at a house, at somebody's house ever again.
No.
Ever. I don't care how beautiful the home is. Send them to a vacation that nobody owns.
And Dorinda can be on pause for the rest of eternity.
Dorinda's not allowed back. I don't know if I can watch New York if she's back. She
It's almost unwatchable insane. Without her. So that's just no fucking way.
And that's kind of the outline of Ultimate Girls Trip.
And is it done? No, there's
another episode.
Another episode, okay.
I could be wrong about that.
No. I really would. I believe. I'm with Brandy. No, I would
love everything reunion. Needs a reunion. Everything.
Every single thing.
I don't care if it's like a scripted. Like, I need a reunion on like Peaky Blinders. Give me reunions.
Can you imagine? That'd be so awesome.
Yeah. I know it would be.
Well, yeah, that was it for this episode. And then we'll be back for, I think, the finale of that.
Mm-hmm. If not, then that was it. But I guess we'll see.
So then we have Beverly Hills episode 10.
Mm-hmm. 10 episodes in already, geez.
I know. Jesus, it has been a wild ride already.
It has.
My goodness.
And on, in Hilton comes back next week.
Oh, God, fucking Kathy.
Kathy, yes, that's her name.
That is her name. That is her I'd name. Be dreading it if I were her.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be good for her. But anyways, the big highlights of this were Sutton's party, where it leaves off last week and mm-hmm. comes back in this week. A lot to unpack here, because for one, it kind of starts off with Garcelle needing an apology, right? Or wait, am I jumping ahead?
Rena first. Rena, yeah. It was like when they were outside. It was Rena butting in to about Sutton and Diana, and mm-hmm. it just, I mean,
that's we've right.
talked about this. Sutton drives us both nuts to no end, but mm-hmm. she is sitting here. Of course, this is what she does. She attacks someone, and then she cries and says, well, she thought she could just level with them and everything would be okay, and now she's the victim. So that's what she's doing with Diana, and she's like, well, I thought that we left in such a great place. I'm like, you did not think that.
Yeah, you just called her a motherfucker and told her she had no soul, then told her that you wanted to move on and gave her a hug. That is
overstepped every boundary, actually started the conversation accusing her that her miscarriage is not even remotely as serious as she is claiming for it to be.
That if she's on bed rest, then she should be on bed rest. And if those were kind of the things she was saying. Like, if it was that bad, then how can you come to a party and and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so then Sutton's just down Rena's throat about butting in. However, Garcelle gets to butt into everyone's mm-hmm. shit, but mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Then fast forward to, and also I don't like that Garcelle's like, you're jumping ship. Everyone's jumping ship if they don't agree with her. I'm just like, that's not how life works, mm-hmm. by the way. People get to not agree with you mm-hmm. or Sutton, mm-hmm. and it's acceptable.
Even though the Kyle disagreeing with her, she was wrong, but she can.
Kyle's been wrong this entire season, but Kyle's still. Kyle's
wrong this entire season.
Still, Garcelle does not like when anyone, like, she sits down to join Diana and Sutton and jumps into their conversation right away at the party. And then when Kyle says something, she's like, okay, Kyle. It was like, why are you getting to be in
that? It was crazy. It was crazy. And Kyle had actually been sitting there almost the entire time.
I think she came when Garcelle came.
No.
I don't know about that. Okay.
I do Doesn't know matter. About that.
That's all in the past now. So then Garcelle is calling out Erica.
Yeah. Which needed to happen.
Absolutely. And Kyle, here we go with her making excuses for Erica.
I feel like we have a pretty good consensus, but I would love to hear you guys' opinions. Like, actually, I don't even want to hear opinions because if you don't agree, you're wrong. That's fine that Erica's loosening up. But if Erica's way of loosening up is trying to have a threesome with Garcelle's child and then telling her other child to fuck off, not okay.
Imagine if someone of the other ladies was joking around about having sex with her son.
Yeah.
She would kill someone.
Yep. Exactly. So it's like, don't loosen up.
I'm talking about Erica, by the way. She would kill someone.
Yeah, she would kill somebody. I mean, we all saw how she reacted over mm-hmm. a conversation about her son. So if that's Erica's way of loosening up, don't loosen up.
Yeah.
Don't loosen up. Stay buttoned up. Don't open up to the group because it's not cute.
And Kyle basically just being like, this is the first time I've seen her lose her composure. I'm like, are you fucking crazy?
I know.
You've seen her lose her composure sober.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
A lot of times.
In a crazy way.
And one to your best friend, Teddy.
Yeah.
And then a couple times. To Eileen. Yeah. Teddy a couple times. And then, I don't know, all last season to Sutton.
Yeah.
Literally 20 straight episodes in a row.
Insane. Even to Andy.
To Andy. Yeah. Mm. To everybody. And
wild.
I'm just like, oh my God. And then I think it's really important that, you know, so later Garcelle and
Kyle,
thank you, go out to a dinner, and Garcelle is just like calling out Kyle for defending Erica, and it's like and she's like, what does it take for you to realize that this isn't okay? Now, Garcelle did say, like, they use the word alcoholism, which I don't think Erica is an alcoholic.
She said, don't you think that can lead to alcoholism?
She did say that after. She said, she didn't say that at first. Mm. She did make a comment, like, alcoholism, or is it like she kind of implied. And I was like, okay, I don't think that's fair to say that she's an alcoholic, but I do see how, like, okay, if you're mixing your meds and your pills and you're reacting like this and you're going to keep doing it, like, that is a problem with alcohol.
Yeah, 100%. I think the leading, I agree with the leading two things potentially, especially because as she's mentioned, her son, her oldest son, Oliver, had was into drugs before and has gotten clean, and she was like, there were signs I wish I had picked up on. So now you'd be a little more sensitive to if someone's going a bad direction. So I do get that. But yeah, you can't just be throwing those words around like lightly.
But I do understand where she was coming from the leading to. I think it's a slippery slope, and somebody who's going through everything Erica went through, that could, that leads people to some shit.
Yeah, but I am glad that she called Erica out, and Erica is, of course, excuse. She's like,
really? I didn't think she was full of excuses.
Oh, really?
I thought she gave a sincere apology.
I think she gave a sincere apology, but she was like, you know what? No, it's actually not the mixing. It's that I'm on this new medication. That's what you're saying. I don't have any sort of problem.
Yeah.
I'm just going to drink one today, yet she has three.
I did think that was a little excuse-y. In that sense,
but that I'm talking about. No, yeah. she definitely took ownership, I thought, and that was good. But just being like, no, I'm great. It's not that I have a problem or anything.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm on new medication. It's like, no, bitch, you're actually abusing substances. And you shouldn't be doing that. Especially when you act like that. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and by the way, I paid them a compliment. I said they were so well spoken before.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh my God, such a fucking backhand compliment. I can't even stand that.
You know what? I have to say this. I kind of disagree with that. I see where people have a problem with that comment and stuff. I totally get it. But like, I think in that moment she was saying, like, because teenagers can be so closed off and so glued to their phones and so non-social. They grew up in an era of technology. I think she was saying, like, your boys, like, can speak to people and they can socialize and stuff. And, like, I also feel like the well-spoken thing, I don't know, maybe I'm hearing it more because it's kind of a controversial statement at this point, but, like, I don't know. Like, I do feel like that's still, like, a compliment if you're meaning it in the right ways, you know, because you can be well-spoken.
I feel like it's a compliment if I'm doing something that I need to be well-spoken for.
Yeah.
Like, my friends have been like, oh my God, my dad thought you were so well-spoken. I'm like, what, was he surprised that I, like, can speak well?
Yeah.
Like, do your other friends not speak well? Like,
yeah.
I'm not giving, like, a fucking inspirational speech here. I'm just having a normal conversation with you. It shouldn't be shocking that I'm not educated. Right. Like, I feel like in a certain sense, it's, like, offensive.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, clearly you were expecting something else from me.
Right.
But if I'm, like, going and, like, speaking to the public and you're like, oh, my God, that was so good. You were so well-spoken. Like, yeah, that's the goal, is to, like, be speaking better than everyone.
Yeah.
But, like, if on a day-to-day, you should be I mean, you're just not going to say that to your white counterparts.
Right.
It's just, like, not something that people say.
Right.
So it's, like, a very, like, I just feel like it's loaded and it's, like, always well-intended. I don't feel like people ever mean it to be not well-intended, but it's just showing a bias.
Yeah.
Like, an unconscious bias that's just, like, not good. It's, like, you were clearly, almost always, it's people of color, you were clearly expecting them to not be well-spoken.
Right.
And with Garcelle's sons, I'm, like, yeah, they were off their phone. Just say that.
Right.
What about, you didn't even talk to the younger kids.
Right.
What about them was showing that they were well-spoken?
Right.
Like, they were literally just not around you, but they behaved well.
Right.
Maybe just say that.
Right.
Because that's what you meant.
Right.
So that's why it bothers me, because I just feel like it's, like, full of biases, but.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the other big thing that happened, but I do see what you're saying. But the other big thing that happened was the Diana and Sutton. Was the Diana and Sutton lunch or whatever, which was it physically was painful to
watch. It was painful, yeah. It didn't feel good.
Yeah.
I thought Diana was being too cold. I'm like, why are you even here? You're too closed off. Like, I understand that you're pissed and whatever, but, like, if you're going to go into a lunch and just expect – like, because what things that Diana said were rude, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you have to take ownership for things that you did as well. And on top of that, if you're not open to forgiveness, then don't even show up. It's okay if you're not open to forgive. That is totally fine. But then don't go. You're obviously not in a space to hear what somebody else has to say. So just don't go.
Yeah, right.
I thought she was just like, cold.
I get that. I don't blame her, honestly. Like, I feel like the thing that Sutton twists everything and the thing that Sutton first brought up is that when she was like, Sutton's clumsy with her words and hurts people. And she was, and I'm like, you, her intention was very clearly to be like sticking up for you.
Yeah.
Like, she said that because she's blunt and direct because of the language thing. That's, she just like literally says it how it is. And then she said, but she doesn't mean poor, like she means well.
Yeah.
But she just like doesn't use the right words, which Sutton has said herself.
Right.
And so I feel like to use that as an example against her is like, here you are just twisting everything again. Like, I would be absolutely closed if I were Diana too, because it's like, she has continuously attacked her and then pretended she's not and played the victim and twisted everything she's said. So it's like, what can I say?
No, and I agree. I do not blame Diana. I hate Sutton. I look at Sutton. I'm like, you're the worst. But like, I'm just like, then just don't go. It's not even worth your time.
Just don't go. But I feel like she kind of has to because she's like on the show.
That's true.
But
and you want to know what, Sutton? People can think you're clumsy with your words because she says this. She goes, how could you make that statement when you don't even know me? And it's like, people can think you're clumsy with your words without knowing the ins and outs of you. Like, just
by you talk a lot. Yeah.
You talk too much and you are clumsy with your words.
Yeah.
And then she said, well, I'm here to apologize for what I did wrong, but I need you to tell me what you did. And it's like,
exactly.
Diana doesn't have to tell you anything.
Yeah.
So I understand. I cannot blame. I don't even know why people like Sutton. It still confuses me till this day. I'll never get it. Can't wait till Sutton's never on my TV screen again. But like, I'm just like, why would Diana go?
Why would she shouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like honestly, she probably felt that she had to. But,
that's a good point.
But it's just like, you're very close to her. Mm-hmm. But when Sutton said that, I was just like, are you fucking joking? You literally do not know how to apologize. You don't know how to be empathetic. You don't even know how to be sympathetic to someone. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just, you say, I guess I'll apologize, basically, without actually apologizing. You just say you're going to apologize.
You're going to apologize.
But you're expecting something back.
And that I was wrong. And she always does that. She dips her neck. And I'm like,
it's painful.
People's mannerisms just make me – I'm like a mannerism person. Like, I see, like, the repetitions people do.
Yeah.
But then she even says – she's like, I just want you to not shoot daggers and be mean to me. And it's like, all you do is shoot daggers at people and be mean to people.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Remember when literally Dorit got robbed and the first thing you said was, sorry, I didn't get a gun to my head?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Talk about a fucking dagger.
And everyone defended her. That's where I'm like, she'll never learn because they just
That was the only time Kyle was right.
That was the only time Kyle was season. Right. Of this season. That was the only time.
But I do have – I want to see what you think about this. I'm kind of split on the miscarriage thing.
If Diana was making fun of her?
I feel like what Diana went through was horrible. And I mean horrible. But I also feel like Sutton's way of relating to it was not appropriate for that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't giving Diana a space to, like, have her story, which Sutton is a fucking pro at doing. Like, she's like, oh, you went through this, let me tell you about my experience.
And
now,
even like Diana says, like, I'll raise you 2 miscarriages. Yeah, like, that's literally how she does stuff.
And so although I thought Diana's approach was like, when Sutton was crying about it, she's like, oh, are you crying?
Yeah.
Like, but I thought that was kind of mean because I'm like, okay, but it probably was still sad for Sutton. But like, to me, I'm like, why is this the you're one upper and you're a woe is me person?
Yeah.
And those are the 2 worst people.
Yeah.
They're and the you're worst. Both. Yeah. And you're literally you're both.
Double the worst.
So like, I did feel bad for what Sutton's gone through because I think it's really impactful for women when they go through that. And I think people don't take that emotional, like, that emotional drainage or whatever seriously enough. But also I was like, yeah, but you did try and one-up Diana's situation.
Yeah.
And
you came in, like, she got so mad at Kyle and everyone's so mad at Kyle. I think we talked about this last episode for, like, they're kind of, like, accusing her of, as we mentioned, not believing Sutton. But let's not forget that they sat down for this conversation because Sutton was like, why are you here if your miscarriage was so bad?
That's
like,
true.
That's how it all started. Yeah. Like, that is not okay. It's
very manipulative.
I don't know why one's okay and the other one's not. But, like, to me, those were both not okay.
Well, Sutton says it in a way that's not so straightforward and blunt.
Yeah,
so you have to
read between the lines. It's like that Southern bullshit-ass shit that they all do. But
Southern bullshit-ass shit. That's my favorite new line.
But anyway, yeah, I was not split. I was like, Sutton, you're full of it.
Yeah.
You're full of shit. I believe her about the miscarriage thing, but
yeah.
I don't think she was using it to relate it to Diana. I think she's always looking for a shock factor to be the victim.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, if everyone's feeling so bad for you, I've had two miscarriages, well, by the way, and now you're not even going to sympathize with me.
Right. Well, and it's your fault that you, I shouldn't say that, but like you had friends you could talk to about yeah. it. And right. Diana feels comfortable about talking to these people about it. Now you're going to steal that thunder yeah, from her.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, and so, I'm convinced I hate Sutton again.
And so it's like, while that's terrible for everyone, there is a way to relate to people about it that is not like one-upping them. Mm-hmm. On your, like I've said before, she weaponizes her trauma.
Yeah.
It's a disgusting thing to do.
Yeah,
to me, it's like really unforgivable does. Because like when you actually go through trauma, if you're a normal person, it just, to me, it reads so psychopathic because it's yep. like, if you're a normal person, you don't think to weaponize that.
Right.
Like, exactly. It's crazy to me.
Exactly.
And so she always does that. And it's like, I don't know. I just, and I feel like they had this conversation and she had already made fun of Diana. She was like, tough Bosnian girl, like whatever, mm-hmm. and called her a motherfucker and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, of course she's making fun of her crying.
Right. Because
she's fake and ridiculous.
Right.
So that's how I read it. I didn't think that she was.
That's how I read it now too.
Yeah. I didn't.
I
didn't think that she was, because Sutton was accusing her of, what was it? She was accusing her of making fun of the miscarriage thing. It's like, you're totally twisting
yeah,
this in right. a way that's like not even reasonable at all. But
yeah,
whatever. So that was the big stuff of that episode. Everyone just proceeds to be the most insane. I mean, fucking Sutton has me sticking up for someone I don't even like. I yeah. actually don't like Diana.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have to defend against Sutton because Sutton's actions are so atrocious.
I like Crystal. That's it.
That's it. It's just Crystal. That's it.
Mm.
But in other news, there's an entire theory that Mauricio and Dorit are secretly in love.
I could see it.
Which, because of their chemistry,
yeah,
is a very interesting factor. So I'm curious to see where that goes.
Yeah,
just saying. But that's really it for.
Could you imagine if Mauricio left Kyle for Dorit? That'd be some juicy shit. I would.
Maybe
love
that's
to
why
see
he's
it.
Having a spinoff episode, a spinoff show.
And Dorit's the office manager.
That'd be fucking epic. He's actually canceled. Did you know Netflix had to be like, you need to fix this? Because it's making the ratings plummet for the upcoming show. Netflix to Mauricio was like, you need to go on social media and fucking fix it. Because everyone's against him for what he said about Erica's reaction to... Or what Erica said. His yeah. reaction to what Erica said to Garcelle's son. Holy shit. Yeah. That was a mouthful.
That was a mouthful. You have repercussions to your actions.
Mm-hmm. And he never said anything. And Netflix was like, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one's going to watch this fucking
Netflix
show.
Netflix doesn't fuck around. No, their reality like, TV is slim
pickings.
We don't
care about you. We care about the ratings.
Exactly.
So figure it out.
So then we jump into Dubai. Which, what do you think so far? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs like very much in the middle.
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not
so I'm over Sanberry.
I mean, we forgot about it last week.
We did forget about it last week. R.I.P.
Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry about that. But so one of the bigger events from Dubai was Brooks's dinner.
Yeah.
Which I was like, Sarah is all kinds of out of lines.
Oh, I'm team Sarah.
You're team Sarah?
If I stand anyone, it's Sarah.
Oh, my. If Sarah? Somebody told me how
I mean, did you watch What Happened Live? Brooks was there and they yeah. didn't even take her side.
Yeah. Okay, that's true. But like, here's the thing. You don't tell people how to parent their kids.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
I will say that. But I also see both sides. But
yeah.
Please go on.
I mean, I suppose I do too, right? Like, they're both sides were valid. But I just thought she's like, she literally even admits. Okay, so let's set it up a little bit. So Brooks has a dinner with her two best friends that came in from the States. And then she invites Sarah because Sarah couldn't make it to the pool party that Brooks had planned that one as well.
Yes.
And so Sarah comes and Brooks's son is eating dinner with them. And she's like, okay, go, whatever. I'll, the nanny or whatever is going to tuck you into bed. And so then Brooks asks Sarah about, boarding school
mm-hmm.
and
Which
actual Caroline Stanberry's experience with boarding school broke my heart. Yeah. Like, that's really
sad.
It
definitely explains a lot about her, too. And
yeah.
That was...
And, like, I her family that background.
About that. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that explains a lot. And why she's so, like, closed off to Sergio's family and whatever. Anyways.
Very closed off.
Yeah. Well, and his dad paid.
Oh,
was going to pay. And that's not good. Yeah.
Was going to pay...
Was going to pay Sergio
to...
Not be with
Caroline Stanberry.
Which is fucked up. But then, so she's asking advice. I think Sarah should have stopped there, given her advice about boarding school. But then for her to say, like, you know, can I say something? She's like, I don't know much about your child, but you need to spend more time with him.
Yeah, that was not good.
I
agree.
That was mean. I'm like, why would you say that to your friend?
I personally, Brooks's parenting style is really intense and very different to how I would parent, but same. I also agree that it's not your place to say anything.
Same.
I agree with that.
I agree with both too, because I do think she's like very militant and strict and and who cares if he puts his fingers in his food,
right?
Like
he's a kid.
He'll grow up and he'll learn
and
manners.
She like kind of jokes about until this moment she jokes about it, like it's funny to be like a really militant parent and it's actually not
it's
funny.
It's not
fun to grow up with a militant parent, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, like, I feel like Sarah had, like, saw her coming to her and took that as that she wanted general advice, kind of, that it was, like, a place where she was, like, looking, you know, I think she overstepped because she thought it was, like, an open invitation and it just wasn't, and it just went crazy places.
It went crazy, and Brooks was about to fuck up her friend.
Oh my God, that was so there. Intense.
She was like, don't fucking disrespect me in my house like this. And I did think he was chiming in a little heavy. I think people should have seen her reaction and just backed off.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
People get very defensive about their kids and nobody was
going
to win
in
that situation.
I feel like Sarah backed off. And the fact that the friend kept going.
Kept.
Well, did you watch What Happens Live? Because.
Uh-huh. She said that that's how he wanted to create drama.
Yeah. And Andy even was like, your friends are still friends with you, I guess, because they're here.
Yeah.
Oh, I could never be friends with someone who we just talk to each other like that.
No, but that's how her relationships are. Look at Ian. Right.
Well, it was weird. And she even said that her friend hadn't seen him in 5 years. But then it's because they didn't come to Dubai because of this, like, notion. Supposedly, it's just a notion that you can't be gay and be there.
Right.
Which I just also wanted to mention this, how uncomfortable it was to watch a bunch of cis women say how okay it is to be gay.
Yeah.
Like, that just rubbed me the wrong way.
And also, I feel like this is where the show gets controversial. Because I feel like if you were to ask just, like, a white-collar civilian, right?
Or blue-collar, maybe.
Blue-collar.
Working class.
Yeah, working class, whatever. Just, like, just a middle-class civilian in Dubai, what it's like. Yeah. And you were to survey 100 of them, I think all 100 would say it's not okay.
And, like, hit me with someone who has lived in Dubai for a long time who is gay.
Yeah.
Not a straight woman.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear what you think the experience is like, actually. Thank you so much. It felt, like, very performative. And, like, they had to do that because the show is making, like, the top people in Dubai a lot of money.
Exactly.
And they want to look good.
And they're just, like, in a different class. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They're just – they're not – I mean, like, famous people are not connected with regular society.
And just being like, 90% of my friends – who says that? Who says 90 – like, Ion. Who says 90% of my friends are gay?
Yeah.
So, there. I know.
Right.
It's like, oh, my God. So, I hated that a lot.
Yeah.
And clearly, it's not comfortable or else your friend would have been there before 5 years.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
Anyways, but yeah, so that was crazy. That popped all the way off and it was insane. But then, so now there's just this kind of, I don't know if you have seen this like on Instagram, but on Twitter, like the Dubai women are the most active of all the franchises. Mm-hmm. I feel like they are constantly fighting on Twitter. It's like annoying actually, where it's like, okay, seriously? Like, I don't know. They're new to it, I guess. So
yeah.
Like to being a housewife, but.
Yeah. And this is their first time going through a season, filming and rewatching the professionals.
So they're constantly fighting, but it's like all this stuff against Sarah, like being too preachy and stuff now. So now this thing, and now everyone's against her kind of, or a lot of people have beef with her. And I thought, cause I could see what they're saying, like, especially Brooks, Brooks more than anyone, but with her, how her, like
Ion,
something.
When she's like, what did she
say? I thought Ion was in the way wrong for this.
She's like, it's not too late to become someone like me. She says that to Ion. I was like, are you fucking...
I know. I got so mad at this because I'm like, Ayan, I have literally heard you say yeah. how perfect, amazing, you're the best, you're the most beautiful, you're the yeah. queen, you're whatever, you're the,
yeah.
you're the royalty of Dubai. You're, I'm like, are you fucking yeah. seriously going to get mad at her about this? Number yeah. one. Number two, she has been coming to her for advice and Sarah's just been listening, being a good friend, giving her good advice, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
That's true.
I laughed so hard because I'm like, this is what housewives are. It's like a yeah. little bit of delusion. Like right. this woman is like the most sane of all of you. And she says one thing that's like full of herself
yeah.
and everyone just like flies off the handle. I'm like, what the, she should say stuff like that. That's like what we have them for.
I think it just came off. Like even when she said it, I was like, are you kidding? Like, yeah. you think you're that important? But
I laughed so hard.
Don't forget, at the beginning of this season too, Ayan used to make me crazy. Remember when I was like, it's too much. I hate it.
It's too much. Yeah. That's why I was like, how can you of all people, but I also feel like with Sarah, you know, she's about to go do this inspirational talk. Like she's feeling herself. And then what she's saying is like letting things roll off and like being yeah. all about like peace and not like making a bunch of drama is what she was saying. Like, yeah. I actually think her intent was not to be like, I'm perfect, I'm wonderful, but to be yeah. like, be zen. Right. It's not too late. I used to be
right.
crazy town.
Here are all the therapies yeah. and da da da.
All the therapy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I see what she's saying, but like it just came off wrong.
It did
but come off. You're wrong, right. Ayan should not be the one to be upset about it because everything about her is too, she went to a furniture store with a goddamn gala gown on. I'm yeah. like, would you just, but right. Ayan's too much for me
but
too.
But she's the only one that can feel herself apparently.
Yeah.
So that was annoying. But then I felt like the way she like turned on Sarah so fast mm-hmm. for that one comment and like went and planted all these seeds at the party and like yeah. started talking so much shit about her and like
yeah.
so mean. I was yeah. like, she's been listening to you and really caring about your problems mm-hmm. and you're going to flip like that? Like that's fucked up.
That's what housewives do.
That's what they do.
That's really, how they change the storyline.
I felt like she was in the wrong for that. But I did love watching Sarah like do her speech.
Yeah, that was great.
So at the Global Citizen Foundation, that she's just a boss. I think she's so pretty.
She's so pretty. Oh my goodness. Like, I mean, honestly, I wish I could be like her.
People so are trying to drag her for like all of the
plastic surgery.
I'm like, she was pretty before that one. You can't just like, well, you can get a new face, I guess. But
also, and she's not like, botched. She looks great.
Yeah. It's like, why wouldn't you make your face better
if yeah.
you have the money to?
Right. I know. I think it's always so pretty. Funny because I'm like, I think everybody would get Botox and fillers if they could afford it. Every single person would. Mm-hmm. You don't want wrinkles. Why would you want wrinkles?
Why would you want that?
And yes, some people take it too far with the lips. And right, da, 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 da. Sarah's not botched.
Everyone would get a little something.
Yeah. I mean, her lips are a little bit
bigger side.
They're on the bigger side. But I still think she's, like, I look at her, like, her confessionals. I'm like, you're so fucking pretty.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. But either way.
But anyway. And I feel like she does authentically bring chill vibes and wants people to get along.
Her and Nina. I feel like they're kind of on the same page.
Exactly. I agree. And so I don't like that they're trying to use that against her now. I think it's fucked up.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that. We'll see what happens. There's definitely drama with everybody. Mm-hmm. With every damn. The reunion's going to be crazy.
I'm scared. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I'll be watching Nauga.
Brooks and Nina's. I like to watch what happens live with them.
That's yeah. funny. I know. Nina was the peacemaker and Brooks like, here's all the shade.
All the shade.
Nina was like, sun. Brooks was like, shade. Literally.
Okay. So let's talk about Southern Charm. Southern Charm episode 4. Southern Charm just is never not dramatic. I love it.
Honestly, I feel like with Southern Charm, the only thing they really talk about is the party and maybe Taylor and Shep because that's a shit show. But yeah. honestly, all there is to talk about that is that Shep should be way more sensitive and Taylor should leave Shep.
Shep sucks. Like, we all knew he can't be in a relationship
anymore. Shep is hilarious and he seems like a funny person to be around. He is not a boyfriend.
No.
He's not a husband.
No.
He's not a dad.
No.
No.
No. No. None of those things.
Yeah. He checks single bachelor, fuck around, fuck boy for the rest of his life. And that's who he is.
Which, just sidebar nation, have you seen F-Boy Island is a new reality show on HBO? TJ and I saw it pop up last night. We were going to watch our movie. And I was like, that looks terrible. I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
Did you watch it?
Not yet. But I'm excited. It looks kind of like Love Island.
Mm.
Okay, so Southern Charm. So really, it's mostly the party that we're talking about here, which is gorgeous.
It's so cute.
Oh, my God. Love the theme. I love it. It's perfect.
Love the
theme.
They
did such a good job.
But one thing that was irritating and I thought was nasty was that Madison invites Olivia and Catherine doesn't tell Vanita about it, and purposely doesn't tell Vanita about it. And
they
then
talked
in,
about it.
In her confessional, she's like, Vanita didn't tell me she was going to invite, and she couldn't think of anybody, so she pauses, and she's like, whoever she wanted to invite. And it's like, because she didn't have a secret to hide
and
from
you. And you guys talked about it. And specifically, guys, here's who's coming, that named all the people.
Yep.
And Madison just leaves it. I thought she was actually pretty nasty this whole episode.
Yes.
And I'm actually become a fan of her.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're being a bitch.
Yeah. Right.
That was not cute.
Yeah, I didn't think that was cute, and I thought it was really fucking rude, actually. And
I feel like Vanita would have been like, all right, like,
yeah, just talk to her about it.
Yeah, just literally tell her.
I just feel like it was very clear Madison thought this party was for her.
Yeah.
And it from was the like, moment they met with Patricia all the way until the end of the party, even through Watch What Happens Live with those two.
I feel like, yeah, I totally agree. And I feel like that's why she picked someone that she knew and Vanita didn't. Because it's like kind of her territory, and it's like, why in God's name would you ask her? I feel like she it's just a weird control thing, which obviously we've seen that she has because of her relationship with Austin. But it's like she didn't come to you and ask for you asked her for this party just to make it about yourself. Like that's just mean.
Just have your own fucking party.
Have your
party.
Own party. It just means that you wanted to be mean for no reason.
Like I love having my own party. I hate sharing my events with people.
Yeah.
I want it. I want it to be all about me.
Yeah.
So but if you're that kind of person, just take that and own it.
Right. Right. And then it becomes an engagement party.
And then it's
her.
An engagement party. And she is soaking it all up. She's like
soaking
she's
it
literally
up.
Telling people, she's like, yeah, this is what it's really about. And it's like
so mean.
Oh my God.
It's like so I don't blame Vanita. I would have been fucking so annoyed.
No, I don't blame her either. And I don't think Vanita's over it because again, in Watch What Happens Live, they were still talking about it. And they were still kind of like, you could tell she's feuding. And even Madison said, well, I'll never have a party with her again. And Vanita, like, made this look like, bitch, that's not an option for you either way.
It's like, why would she want to have a party with you?
Yeah.
You were terrible.
Right.
And then I was thinking, like, just while we were – I was just wondering because Taylor was there, like, just kind of thinking about the Shep thing. Like, I wonder what she thinks. Like, I wonder if it bothers her because she brings it up a little bit where she's like, yeah, I would eventually like to be married and stuff. And especially if something were to happen, like, I would want to take the right steps, which is marriage. And it's like – you have to want to be married.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be bothering you. So I wonder if she's thinking that, like, whatever, because the conversation she had with Shep with, like, how they had that scare, the pregnancy scare.
And he was so mean.
And something must have happened because it made it seem like it was, like, a bad experience for her. Which, you know, it just, it happens a lot. It's terrible. but it depends on, like, how far we've gotten with everything, basically. But so she made it seem like it was, like, a bad situation.
Yeah.
And Shep, Shep's like, what do you, how do you think I felt? It's like, if you can think that in your head, it shows how off base.
Well, and
she
even said, you didn't think about it. And he's like, I feel like you're really downplaying my emotions about it. And then 2 seconds later in his confessional, he goes, at that moment, I just thought, put a gun to my head and shoot me between the eyes, verbatim his words. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so you were thinking of how horrible and scary and miserable this was going to be. And she's thinking, like, I'm losing our baby. Mm-hmm. And this is really sad and horrible and scary. Like you're, yes, you had bad emotions, but they were all towards the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Not like this moment of how you're.
And you're not being a partner at all. Like she was saying, she was like, how do you think that makes me feel? Know that I can't depend on you.
Right.
And his response is, where do you think I'm going? Anywhere?
Yeah.
Literally anywhere.
To
you
anybody.
Cheated on her before. Like last season.
Right.
I mean, he like made out with someone, like, you know.
But still, I wouldn't like if Kyle was out making out with people.
Like still, like why that's a trust issue already. And then you have this, you're 40 years old and a pregnancy scare makes you want to kill yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Like that's bad.
Yeah. That's not good.
We should be a little bit prepared for that when we're at this age.
I think everybody wants Taylor to leave Shep. And I like Shep.
It doesn't make
I think
any
he's
sense.
Funny. But I think he's a bad boyfriend.
She's way too good for him.
She's way too good for him. He's not a
she's
good
so
boyfriend.
Cute.
He's not going to be a good husband. No. And he's not, he doesn't
he's
want kids.
He's just not going to be a dad. He's not going to be a good dad. He's just not going to be a dad.
Because I'm sure maybe he would pull it together. Like anybody can pull it together, right? If they truly want to. But like he shouldn't be a dad.
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't want that.
No, very clearly. And I just hate that he's stringing her along, making it seem like he might want that. You do not want that.
No, you don't want that.
But back to the party. So anyway, so then, yeah, so then Madison's being the worst friend of all time, and Vanita's clearly so uncomfortable. And finally, her friends come, so that's nice. But then she's talking to Catherine, and I wanted to die.
Yeah, with the monkey
of the
emoji.
Awkwardness. Yeah, because when she's like, but you're not teaching your kids that, right?
And Catherine and the way was like, she says it. No.
Yeah.
Like, people get so defensive, and it's like, but no, this is how you feel and this is how you treat people. So it's really important you don't instill this in your kids.
Right.
And like, although you're going to be defensive and an asshole about it, it's still really, really, really important that you don't carry these traits onto your kids.
Yeah. It's like, that's why we're here in the first place, by the way. Yeah. You know, slavery didn't happen in this generation.
Right.
It's been passed down from generation to generation.
You know, slavery happened like, I don't know, 3 generations ago, which is crazy because it wasn't even that long ago.
I know. Crazy.
But, and you know how people are still incredibly fucking racist?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because they learned because it
from their dad's dad or their mom's mom.
Exactly.
So, I would like to, as a Black person in the South, fucking been there, like to know that you're not passing that shit down to your kids.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And just a little extra reminder of the fact that that happened. I feel like really what Vanita wanted to do is just remind her that she
and she should be reminded.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want to know what? It's okay to be like, I'm still learning about stuff. Like,
yeah.
Everybody thinks they have to be perfect and so defensive about stuff. Like, if you're not part of a community, it's okay to learn about things that are sensitive.
Louder for the people in the motherfucking back.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're not part of the Black community. So you don't know things that you might say or do are offensive and why they're offensive. But if you wouldn't be so fucking defensive about it, you could just learn.
Yeah, exactly.
You could literally learn and just correct yourself.
That is the most annoying thing when, like, you correct someone on something. I feel like I try to do it nicely or just post it or something.
Yeah.
Because it's like, usually if I, like, post something, it's because I just learned that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, by the way, this is offensive and maybe don't do it because I just learned that that's offensive. Or like whatever shit, and like people get so pissed off, like you said, and it's just like, I just feel like I try to just like not get offended and just be open to learning about what other people like, just trying, can't we just try to make other people's experiences not offend people and make other people's experiences positive?
Exactly.
Like, let's just go through life trying to do good by each other.
Like, I'm like part of the Black community, and I probably still say things that are offensive to other Black people or
other minorities.
Or other minorities or whatever. And I've said it a million times before. Like, I, one minority that I just have so much to, like, still do better in is the LGBTQIA community. Mm-hmm. And, like, if somebody corrected me on something I said, I wouldn't be like, fuck you, mad. Basically.
People have corrected me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry. Yeah.
I would just feel like,
I won't do it again.
Thank you for correcting me. Yeah. Like, I will learn from this and not make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is that?
How hard is that?
And then just don't do it again.
Yeah, literally. It's just so hard for people to admit. And like, I just feel like people are so much. And on the flip side, though, it's like sometimes people just want people to like be like excommunicated from like culture or like society because they said something wrong. It's like, no, let's also create a space where people can just learn and like move on. Like I hate when people dig in and dig in and dig in. It's like, what they said, they're sorry,
right?
Like, they're, what else what, do you want what, them to what do? Can you do?
Yeah,
like, they will do better next time.
And everybody makes mistakes with their words.
Everybody,
no one is perfect. You have said something to offend somebody at some point.
100%.
Every single person has. Yeah. So it's like, get off your high horse, understand everybody makes mistakes, and just because you don't like someone doesn't mean that they're a demon sent from hell.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes they are, but not always.
But not always. And, like, we can also find forgiveness in our hearts.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's my preach of the night.
Yes. We have both become Sarah. We are preaching to Bruno.
So just if you guys want to become more like us.
Not born like this.
You can be two birds of a feather that flock together, because that was a saying that didn't go over well.
So happy.
And now she's like, two feathers of a bird.
And Naomi's like,
are you okay? She was so mad. She's like, it's two birds of a feather flock together.
It's so funny.
It's really funny.
Leva, so, okay. Speaking of Leva, I did not realize that she was going to be a friend of this season. I thought she was going to be full-time.
So did I.
Just throwing that out there. I honestly feel like they announced it as her as
full-time. Are we sure she's not a...
No. We're not sure. No, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. Maybe she just hasn't had her storyline introduced yet, but maybe she's still full-time.
Maybe. It is 4 episodes in, though. It's kind of weird. But anyway, whatever. So, it is 4, right? Who knows? So now we're sitting down to dinner, and I feel like Catherine's one of those people... This is going to sound mean, but I don't mean to mean. I feel like she's one of those people that doesn't get it at first and then sits down for a second and gets what somebody said and gets mad.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she's, like, done that before. And
Teresa
I feel like,
Giudice.
Yeah, I feel like so when Vanita said that, she was like, I don't really know how to feel about that. And then as time went on and the dinner, she's getting like fucking
Do you know
pissed.
Who else is like that?
Who? You.
Me.
Jay just pointed at herself.
Literally, things fly over my head and then I said about it and I stew and I get pissed.
Yeah, you do.
And I like create scenarios in my head of why somebody would say that to me and I get really, really, really mad.
Yeah.
So I feel that to a certain level.
So anyways.
Me and you, Catherine.
So so Miss Patricia's there, who I just adore.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And even more this season than I have before. I don't know. I just feel like we're learning so much about her.
Yeah. Well, we have to. She's vulnerable without Michael.
True. True. So she's like, let's just start on a clean slate. And Leva's like, yeah. And by the way, speaking of a clean slate.
Leva said, let's dirty the slate back up.
She said, let's talk about everything we're mad about.
Yeah.
And then I just feel like, I don't know, I respect Vanita because she's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's, you know what? Let's just do this right now.
Yeah.
And get it done with. And she's kind of like trying to like joke, like lightheartedly do it. Everything she says, Catherine's like, attacking her.
Yeah.
Like, she is hell bent on being furious about everything that comes out of Vanita's mouth. Like, it's completely unreasonable.
Yeah.
And then she tells Naomi to shut the fuck up.
She does. Real and then fast. Patricia was like, no F words at this table. She did. Which I'd have a hard time with that. Like, ever since I've been with Kyle, I've noticed that I swear a lot. Like, Kyle's like, you have a potty mouth. And he doesn't care, but he's just like, you're very expressive with your swear words.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I am.
Yeah.
So if somebody told me I can't say fuck, I'd be like, fuck you.
They do have a very important part in the English language. So.
Yeah, they do. They're very expressive. Like, you know when something good happens and you're like, I'm so fucking happy.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you know you're really happy.
No, TG the other day was like, I'm going to try to swear less. And I was like, if you swear a lot, I don't know what I am.
Yeah,
because you swear a fraction of what I am.
Yeah. But yeah, so we jump into the rest of that argument next week.
Yeah. I mean, just literally stopped it in the middle of a conversation. I think it's the rudest thing.
Oh, I love it. I'm like, bring it on. Next week's going to be juicy. Next week's going
to
be juicy.
I feel like they can just have juice without having to cut off in the middle. I hate to be continued.
That's true, but I kind of like it to be continued, except when they're excessive. Like, if there's more than...
Who likes to be continued? That's a crazy thing to say. I hate
that. I don't know. I love it when I'm binge-watching a show, too. I'm like, I don't have to be continued this until 5 seconds from now, bitch.
Or, when you missed a couple of Housewives episodes and it happens to be on a TV.
And it says continued. TBC. I'm like...
Swerve.
Yeah, to Bravo. Be continued in 10 seconds. Get the fuck out of my way and let me eat this egg roll.
I'm not gonna wait the 10 seconds for the clicker to go down to the next episode. I'm going to press continue.
I'm also going to skip recap and skip intros, okay?
I would never skip a recap. I don't care if I just watched it. I'm recapping.
No.
No, it's like a high. It's like I get that 30-second high again.
When they recap a show free? I just watched, I'm like, you should know I just watched this.
I'm like, give it to me again.
No, I'm like, get the fuck out of my way.
Yes, that's right. That happened. That shit was crazy. Okay, anyway.
This is what I'm like, I don't know if we're sisters or not. I just don't get it. How we could be crazy.
We're literally not related. Okay, so then we have our last one, which is Atlanta.
The ATL, baby.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So the only thing really was the trip. So Marlo is so just, I feel like she's a con artist because the whole time she's kind of talking about it, like she has this cabin that she wants to go to.
Yeah.
Turns out she's only been there like, I don't think ever.
No, she rented it.
No, she rented the cabin, but I don't think she's ever been up to this area. And she acts like it's somewhere that she goes to her cabin, whatever.
I didn't catch that vibe.
She's, okay.
But you did.
She was misleading to me, I feel like. She personally misled me.
Yeah. She said, Jazz, this is for you. Should I say your last name on here?
Probably not. We're going to have to cut that out. Okay. Anyway. So
they go camping.
Yeah.
And everything's great, whatever. But then...
Well, the drive up there is basically...
Yeah. It's just the drive up there. Nothing really ever happens.
Well, it's
season.
Just when she says that she doesn't understand how... when she's... with Sheree and the car, and she's like, I don't understand how Kenny and I got to this spot. And
it's
like, bitch, what?
Like, what do you mean? You actually, like, last episode.
You are the sole reason.
You literally tried to dump your drink on her, and everybody had to push your arm away.
You tried to throw her abusive ex-husband in her face.
Yeah.
And the episode before that, you tried to get her to hate you. And then, fucking weirdo.
That, and remember when you were outside talking to Sheree and just dumping shit about her and just making up all these lies and spewing venom.
That was nasty.
So yeah, I don't understand how you could be wondering that, but I mean, I'm just going to move on from that comment because Marlo is delusional.
Crazy.
And then Candy goes ahead and she says, sprinkle, 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 she sprinkle.
Sprinkled.
Marlo kicked her nephews out. Marlo kicked her nephews out. I think she told everyone. I think the whole Atlanta knows at this point. I think it's hanging out of OLG, the restaurant.
Yeah.
Marlo kicked her boys out.
Seriously.
Which, I mean, you guys know how we feel about that. If you don't, go back to our last episode and listen, because we're very vocal about it. It's not right.
I'm with Candy, but I'm like, just this season, Sheree already let you have it about talking to people about what happened with her and not talking to her. It's like, didn't you have this whole fight already?
Yeah.
And now you're doing that again, kind of?
I don't think she should have done that. I think that's Marlo's business to tell. Mm-hmm. And she confided in Candy because she wanted advice and nothing. I was just going to say, nothing worse than when you confide in somebody and then they go ahead and tell
everybody. I agree. Especially watching how Marlo came out of that. She was like, I feel so good after talking to Candy. And Candy was like literally the opposite. But I feel like with a little of the back or reminder of the previous seasons when, one, Candy has a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And two, and like has always struggled with just like that balance.
Yeah.
But, and you can't take time off when you're a mom. But then also she took in her cousin. Yeah. When her cousin was like, what, 10 or 11, she said. And she would never have like
kicked him out
or taken time or whatever.
Yeah.
Because she just like kind of powers through it. But because I do get how it was dumped on Marlo, but. You can't give up on, especially it's your family.
Yeah, right. And crazy. If you don't think you can take it, then
don't do it. Because then she's kind of like, everything that she's doing about it is like leaving a bad taste in my mouth. Like when she has her sister over, who she told needs to take care of the kids.
Yeah. And had also lived with before. And her sister, Crystal, had to leave because Marlo was so militant.
Yeah, right. And that also is a little bit of insight. And then Marlo keeps trying to act like she had her for so long and like helped raise her or whatever, and it sounds like she wasn't there for that long, so
she left because it sounded like it was horrible.
Her sister's kind of, and you know, she's like turning the phone off on them and all this stuff that like seems so unnecessary, and she made sure to keep the room dirty so that she could show her sister and show everyone. Is like, what is wrong with you? Like I just don't like that.
Instead of being like, oh, blah, blah, blah. It's, how about, what do you need?
Yeah.
Marlo has the money to help those kids get better. And she's just, they're shitting and she's rubbing her face in it.
Yeah. She's rubbing their face in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I thought you said her face. Like she was rubbing her own face.
Oh, no. I meant their face in it.
But then I like how Crystal's calling her out and just being like, you also say mean things.
Yeah.
Like, and you aren't putting, like, you're putting attention where it shouldn't be.
It doesn't seem like that hits with her though.
I know. Yeah.
Like I feel like she is convinced herself she's doing the right thing. Right. And there's nothing that's gonna talk her out of that.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. And her sister lives in this two bedroom. Well, I guess now she has a third bedroom with four kids, and Marlo thinks it's acceptable to give her another two kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just think the whole thing's really fucked up. But
yeah, it is whatever.
Anyway, so fast forward to now they're there, and Kenny decided not to come, but here she comes with her very dramatic entrance, asking Candy if anyone is talking about her, missing her, which no one is.
No.
And then she has to come in, and that's not enough, so she has to have her own place. She always pulls this crazy show.
Yeah, like, and then Brooklyn's coming, and it's like, this isn't a trip for your kids. Leave your kid at home.
Yeah. And then she tries to throw.
No, I fucking hate the I'm a single mom bullshit.
Yeah, well.
That's fine. That's fine that you don't have a husband, but you have help and you have a lot of it.
Yeah,
so quit. Like, if I was a single mom, living the life I do now. And I heard Kenny Moore say that. I might jump through my screen and choke her out.
I know. Seriously, that is the thing. And also, it's like you have a nanny that's going to take care of her when you bring her up there.
The entire time.
And it's going to be harder for the nanny, actually, to bring her to you. It's more work for the nanny because you're not going to be watching her.
Nope.
It's the nanny that's going to be watching
her. So you could just leave her home.
Yeah, you could. You're then I just don't like that you tried to throw shade at Candy for when Candy got mad. Was it last season or the season before? I think it was last season when Kenya, who was the worst host of all time, brought everyone up there. Got only her own food and brought Brooklyn.
Didn't tell anybody.
Told everyone there was not three to new kids. Yeah, three new kids, three
including new Brooklyn, Candy, and somebody else. I can't remember.
I think maybe it was Drew. Is it one of Drew's kids?
It might have been Drew. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
It doesn't even matter. But it's just like
Candy got really upset. She was like, "I have a baby. Like, I would have loved to bring my baby too." And you told all of us that it was no kids, and then you brought your kid.
Yeah.
And then so she tried to throw shade. It's like, no, you're still in the wrong for that.
This reminds me, I hate Kenya. I can't stand her. She's a bad person. She might be doing fine this season, but she's a bad person.
Yeah, she's not a good person.
And that was absolutely horrible. So then she's
desperately trying to get a rise out of Marlo.
Yep. And then Marlo's like, well, I don't want you involved in any of my events if you don't stay at the house with us. And she's like, well. And Marlo was like, no, let me know by tonight.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of was... I was like, yep, good for you,
Marlo. I thought she handled it perfectly.
Yep, that is a good ultimatum to have. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. It's fucking rude to come.
You're not going to come here and pull your antics.
It's rude to come trash somebody's event and then make your own rules and do your own things and get all the attention on you. I just thought all that was rude. So I didn't blame her. And I think that was fair. But I think the way Marlo's been acting towards Kenya this season has been ridiculous. But Kenya also does some low down grimy shit. And Marlo wasn't wrong when she's like, you told me I was a prostitute. You told me my mom didn't, whatever. You told me this. You told me I came from whatever. Kenya has said all those things to Marlo too. They low blow each other.
Mm-hmm.
Marlo does it more and goes a little lower, but neither of them are right.
Yeah. Right. So, I totally agree. I totally agree. They've both been the nastiest on the show. So
yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. We'll
certainly see what happens. I'm sure she will stay at the house if that's the ultimatum. Yeah. Because she just came for the dramatics. So, so anyway, so that's it.
That's it.
Six, I think. Five or six, something like that.
Five or six what?
Shows.
One, two, three.
So, we will be back with the same ones. Five. We'll be back with the same ones next week.
Unless Ultimate Girls Trip, unless that was the season finale.
It might have been, but I'm not positive.
So it'll either be four or five shows.
Four or five shows. But yeah, in the meantime, give us, you know, the usual follows on the social. It's Dose of Reality, that's DOS of Reality _ on Twitter, and Dose of Reality, that's DOS.of.reality on the gram. And then like and subscribe and share.
Yay.
Thanks, guys.
Tell a friend.